Welcome, everybody, to Cloud Sense. I am Jack Baruggi, and I am your host. This is the podcast that covers everything about cloud and fintech and hopefully bridges the two worlds together for you. Better yet, maybe taking a little of the mystery out of it, and let's jump right into it. You know, nothing is going to stop what has been going on over the course of the last few years in the cloud. And I am talking about the growth that we have seen. I want to talk a little bit about the growth in the market share that we have been looking at and why it's so important to create an efficient marketplace for what is happening. All right? Now, look, we've got the leaders. We all know that. We got AWS. We got Microsoft. We've got Google. But, you know, there are a whole host of other vendors who, by the way, have newer equipment in some cases, all right, and have faster equipment and are cheaper, you know, and it's really a question of just trying to find them. I mean, look, even IBM is coming out of the woodwork here between blockchain and everything they're doing with AI and analytics and Watson. You know, they're going to find themselves in a very unique place. But let's talk about this for a second. You know, Amazon has seen their market share actually go down. It went down to 62% of the market, down from 68%. Well, somebody is gaining on that, all right? Well, you know, Microsoft actually jumped up. They are up to 20% now. They were at about 15 or 16%. And then Google actually jumped up to about 12%. But what's important to understand is that the growth of this market, and don't take my word for it, all right? We're talking about a group such as IDC, for example, all right, that has come out and said that cloud and infrastructure spending will reach $266 billion annually by 2021. Let me repeat that so you get that. I want this to sink in. This is according to IDC, folks, all right? Cloud and infrastructure spending will reach $266 billion annually by 2021. What I'm trying to explain to you is that when a market is that large, all right, efficiency will have to be dictated one way or another. Usually you find it through a marketplace that's created by one of the exchanges, or you find it by a transparent platform that actually gives it to you and gives those that are procuring infrastructure exactly what they need at exactly the right price. But I want you to think about these market shares, and I want you to think about how big this market is getting. Because remember, we're going to end up with more than a few different vendors. And why is that? Well, because now we're getting into this world of hybrid clouds. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back from break. But hybrid clouds, folks, all right, are really what's going to do it. The multi-cloud vendor experience is really what's going to set us apart. And more importantly, it's going to unlock the stickiness and some of the problems that enterprises have today. All right, we're going to take a few seconds and we're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX. Cloud buying made easy.
Welcome back, everybody. We are listening right now to what is going on in the marketplace. You put your ear down, you keep an eye out, and you want to know what's happening. And what we're talking about is the hybrid, the multi-cloud experience, folks. And remember, what we're talking about here, it can mean many different things. It could mean that you're going to the public cloud with many different vendors. It means that you might have something that's on-prem, maybe critical assets on-prem, and then non-critical assets up in the cloud. But the reality is this: over the course of the next few years, no one company is going to dominate the cloud. And I know that is a bold statement with AWS holding 62% market share right now. But guess what? They are going to see exactly what I see. True efficiency will come into the marketplace and create exactly what the users need. All right? And that is an efficient risk-managed, transparent, central price discovery mechanism that gives those that are using the cloud price certainty, budgetary certainty, and the ability to be able to go out there and forecast properly what their needs are. Now, that's going to be great for consumers. Think about it, all right? It's going to get to the point where the efficiency is going to take the guns and the masks off of a lot of the big vendors, folks. Remember, this is one of the reasons why AWS shows that profitability quarter after quarter. You know, right now you've got your Googles and your Amazons and your Microsofts, you know, basically they're doing what they do. But remember, the reality is that the others are going to come quick. You know, you saw what just happened with IBM. IBM's market share, keep an eye on that. All right, that's going to come real fast because they're going to tie in Watson. They're going to tie in AI. AI, folks, will give those that are using the cloud an even better cloud experience. Think about that. Now, if you start to incorporate that with a multi-cloud experience, well, all of a sudden now, folks, you know, you get away from the stickiness. You get away from the shift and lift, all right? You get away from taking all of your stuff, moving it over, and having to pay for it, all right, to get out. It's like the rat motel, folks, all right? The roach motel. You can get in, but you can't get out. Not always great. But operating in that multi-cloud world, folks, you know, I'm going to leave you with this last quote, okay? It's coming from Redis Labs, Manish Gupta, who said, large enterprises will make multi-cloud a strategic business imperative, folks. Think about it that much. Companies have been burnt by putting too much reliance on one vendor. I love it. The man is years ahead of his time. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. We'll be back to you soon.